There is a primary tomorrow, along with a number of other states, and Hillary Clinton is poised to get to that magic number of delegates that she needs for the nomination. We're going to be hearing a lot from Californians about the election over the next couple days, but right now we want to head to another state that is voting tomorrow. That would be South Dakota. Charles Michael Ray is news director at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. He joins us now. And Charles, what kind of race are we looking at right now in that state between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders?
Well, the things that, you know, both parties have been campaigning here, which is really not something that South Dakotans are used to. We're a small state, and we have a late primary, so it's often not often the state actually makes a difference in any primary. It'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Well, on the Democratic side, is there a lot of support for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or both, or what's it looking like?
Yeah, it's interesting. South Dakota has a history of electing both moderate Democrats and further left-wing Democrats. Former state majority leader Tom Daschle came out of South Dakota. You know, his politics could be seen as closer to Hillary Clinton. But further back in the state's history, the state elected George McGovern, Senator McGovern, who was the 1972 candidate for president. His politics could certainly be seen as more aligned with Sanders. The state also has a strong Native American population here, and it's a key demographic demographic for the Democrats. Native people in the state often tend to vote Democratic in strong numbers, and they've even played a role in tipping some of the past elections for the Democrats. So both candidates, Clinton and Sanders, are doing their best to court Native American voters here in the state.
Have the candidates been there campaigning?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders has made stops in Pine Ridge himself. And while Hillary Clinton has not been here, her husband, Bill Clinton, did make a stop in Sioux Falls. And so, again, this is something that South Dakotans aren't used to seeing so much at being a part of the race at this point in time.
And on the Republican side, it is winner take all. Of course, Donald Trump now the only candidate left in the race. But what kind of support is there for Trump? Because when we broadcast from Oregon, we were looking at the Oregon primary. The question was he going to get 80% of the support from Republicans, or was he going to get more like 60%? Turned out it was a little more than 60% is the support that he got. What about in South Dakota?
Yeah, the state's congressional delegation is entirely Republican, and all of those have put their support behind Trump. So the state's GOP is beginning to rally behind Trump. And it's likely, of course, he'll take it here, although I think it might be worth noting that Cruz and Kasich are still on the ballot in South Dakota. They dropped out too late to be removed from the ballot here before they were printed. So while they're not in the race, we believe they're still on the ballot. But again, Trump is, of course, going to have very strong support. This state is very heavily GOP. In fact, looking at some of the records, the state has gone Democratic in a presidential election only four times in its history. The last time the state went Democratic was in 1964 for Lyndon Johnson. So again, it's likely that Donald Trump will take a strong majority here. How many votes? It's still hard to tell.
What would you say, Charles Michael Ray, is the most important issue for South Dakotans? What are they thinking about as they vote?
South Dakotans' two biggest industries are, one, agriculture. Of course, the state is heavily agriculture, and two, tourism, places like Mount Rushmore. People come here to see Mount Rushmore. So in past elections, GOP candidates have gotten lots of traction when talking about the overreach of the federal government, especially when it comes to the agriculture issues. And for Democrats are looking at the issues from the environment to economic inequality. These are revving up sort of that side of the ticket. Kind of big issues there for South Dakotans and on
and
South
I assume
Dakota's
all
minds,
politicians. All politicians have to be pro Mount Rushmore in order to win. Charles Michael Ray, news director at South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.